Welcome back to Juno Afternoon, made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. You serve Sentinel Coffee over at Copa, don't you?
It's the good stuff,
man. It's delicious. Mark Wheeler is here with us right now, owner of Copa. How you doing, man?
Doing great.
Yeah, good to have you in the studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's awesome.
And we may be soon joined by a coastie. There may be a coastie in here. We'll see.
I think they're busy guarding the homeland. I don't think they're coming.
They could come, but we wanted to talk a little bit about a program that you're doing through Copa to help out the Coast Guard Chief Petty Officers Association. So tell me a little bit about that.
That's right. Yeah, we love the Coast Guard. They're one of our neighbors at the federal building, and we give them 10% off their coffee when they come in. But so we were approached by the Chief Petty Officers. There's a leadership program and for these fellows to make the next rank, I guess. They have to raise money for the Chief Petty Officers, and their idea was to come up with a special flavor at COPA, and part of the proceeds go to this. So we're donating $1 per scoop from this ice cream we made called Arctic Shield.
Arctic Shield.
That's our mission in the Arctic,
I guess.
And so we're giving $1 per
minty?
Scoop.
Is it minty? Is that it? Yeah. I'm just guessing from Arctic Shield. Arctic, I would think.
Yes. So it's a blue mint.
It's a blue mint?
Blue mint. So it's
pretty
cool. Oh,
look at
cool.
It. It's beautiful. Wow. Check it out.
You can't really see it on the radio, but it's this.
It's almost robin's egg blue. Well, maybe even a lighter just sky blue kind of.
Azure.
It's very beautiful.
There's this spirulina platter that's a blue spirulina, and it's like crazy electric blue. So it really is a fun way to have a natural dye. So it has no flavor, but we made a mint ice cream with that, and then we make this white chocolate magic shell.
Cool, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha.
You want to try some?
Absolutely, man.
I have spoons.
Very good. All right.
So we're giving $1 per scoop to them for that.
This is nice and hard.
We're selling pints. Normally sell our pints for $10, but we're selling these pints for $15 and donating $5 a pint to the petty office because they have to raise $20,000. So you might see them at Foodland. They're selling raffle tickets, and we're doing this.
It's really nice in the white chocolate. It was a really nice counterbalance to the pepperminty.
Yeah.
Really.
I don't really use white chocolate much, but it's kind of fun.
Mm.
And
delicious. Oh,
thank
boy.
You.
Thank
yes.
you.
So the Chief Petty Officers, they're a charitable organization, and they do a lot to benefit the community. They hold the senior dinner.
Take it away. Take it away, Mark. I'm just going to be eating here for a while. Mark's going to be talking now for a little bit.
You got to pace yourself.
I'm just eating it.
But they hold a senior dinner every holidays. All the seniors in town get a free holiday meal, thanks to the petty officers. And then they take care of Coast Guard families. Like when the shutdown happened, I understand they were really key in helping families get through that tough time.
That's great.
Needed help. So,
and like you say, they're your neighbors. They're a core part of your business that comes through there and gets their coffee and gets their ice cream and stuff like that every day.
Yeah, so, and they do great work, man.
Do great work in the community. They're like all of our neighbors in the community, really. The Coast Guard is there for us all, you know, at our worst times.
I had experience where I got in some trouble on the ice field.
Oh, yeah.
And my cell phone didn't reach. But I luckily had a VHF, and when it was that time to make that call, and I heard that Coast Guard voice on the other end, man, it was just wonderful. So after that, I brought them a plate of brownies.
So many of us have an experience in some way where the Coast Guard has either bailed us out, bailed out a family member or a friend. You know, it's touched all of us here in Southeast Alaska.
Totally. So it's good to help them out, and you can come by Copa and buy a pint or buy a scoop, and we're going to run this, I think, through May 10th, this promotion. And we've been improvising some flavors recently, I guess in the NPR bent, since we're on public radio. I'm a big NPR nerd, I guess. So when Lakshmi Singh came to town,
let's talk about all these fun flavors you've gotten to do lately. You have the Lakshmi Singh ice cream.
Yeah, it was kind of goofy, and I don't know. I just was inspired. She's part Indo-Trinidadian and part Puerto Rican, and I love both those countries, and especially Trinidad, the food down there.
Really?
Amazing.
I've never been,
amazing. Because it's this blend of East Indian food and then Creole food and just amazing street food. But anyway, so we made this ice cream, and I've been meaning to make a vegan ice cream for a while now. So this is a coconut milk coconut ice cream or sorbet, whatever you want to call
it. What changes for you when you're making an ice cream and you base it off of coconut milk versus dairy milk? What changes for you when you're making it?
It's difficult. It's difficult to get the mouthfeel right. Uh-huh. So, you know, with dairy, we have those wonderful dairy fats that really help with the mouthfeel.
They kind of bind together in the – is that what's happening when you're kind of whipping it or –
Ice cream science is pretty complicated, but
yeah, tell me about
there's
it.
This,
so here
there's
we go.
This balancing act between.
God, this looks amazing. This butter is all fat.
So butter fat is your key variable in ice cream. So if you have like gelato, that's like an 8 to 10% butter fat, and then you get up to like what we do is like a super premium ice cream that's 16%. So the butter fat lends this richness to ice cream. But if you have too much butter fat, then it will mute the flavors, and you can actually get this coating on the roof of your mouth sometimes. And when I first started Copa, I was learning as I went along, and my butter fat content was really high. But now we're down to 16, and it's a nice point. I really like what it does. But with coconut milk, you have coconut fat, but that has a different freezing. There's a different freezing point for coconut. Like,
okay.
You know, you put coconut oil at room temperature and it solidifies, right?
Yeah, right.
Butterfat doesn't do that.
Right.
As a higher melting point, I guess, would you say? But so with the mouthfeel, to get it right, you have to add some bulking agents. So I used agave syrup to bulk that up. And then I cut the fat with some just straight coconut milk without the fat. And then use a little bit of stabilizer to prevent it from getting icy. So we use a little guar gum and acacia gum, which are totally natural things.
And is that like mango in there? Is that
mango tamarind swirl?
Mm, so good.
Yeah, you like it?
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, it was.
You're leaving this with me, right?
Yeah,
okay.
You might have to share that. I don't know. But Lakshmi was. You know, I felt like, oh man, this might be kind of weird. She might think you're some kind of stalker.
I don't think so.
I told her about this ice cream, and she's like, wow, did you bring me some? I was like, oh, I didn't know if you wanted any, so no. But I said, well, you know, you have to come to Copa and try it. And she said, well, I'm leaving in the morning. So I brought some to her hotel and left it for her, and hopefully she liked it. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You should have brought some. Right, you let it. You got a little self conscious right at the last second there. Like, oh, maybe.
Well. You never know, man.
Yeah. Some strange person is showing up with ice cream. Yeah, yeah, I can see. You're right.
Maybe they got a poison beer or something. I don't know.
A little weird, maybe.
But she was very gracious.
Well, that's awesome. And then you've gotten to what are you got other
more
stuff
coming?
Okay.
This is like a crazy time right now.
Yeah.
So.
Now this looks serious here.
Last year we did this for MiniCon. We made an ice cream for their party they have with all the comic artists, and I made a Black Panther ice cream with you can use coconut ash and get ice cream really black.
Right, that's cool.
And so we made that, and then this year the author of this Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, which is a Marvel comic, is in town.
Ryan
North.
Yeah, right.
And and the slogan of Squirrel Girl is eat nuts and kick butts. So I made ice cream.
Eat nuts and kick butts ice cream.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're going to serve that tomorrow at MiniCon. My son is going to operate the ice cream cart. And so we made this flavor, which is a peanut butter ice cream with a Nutella swirl and Ferrero Rocher's chopped up in it.
So this is the real deal.
A little rich.
This is a little on the rich side.
Plenty of nuts.
Yeah.
And if, you know, you guys are at home, like to make ice cream, this magical PB Fit powder you can get at Costco or Safeway, it's beautiful in ice cream. So you just blend it up in your ice cream.
Oh, this is great.
And it makes a really wonderful peanut butter ice cream. Because the trick with peanut butter is how do you have something that doesn't, you know, get really fatty, but that peanut butter powder just works really well.
We've used it in brewing, too.
Oh, yeah?
Peanut butter porter.
Oh.
We use a similar sort of derivative powder. Because if you use peanuts, you get oils.
Yeah.
That's
your ice
brewing.
Cream. Like, you don't want to introduce water into your ice cream. So we like to use powders because if you use like a liquid, then it'll create ice.
That's great.
Like that?
Mm.
All right.
Mm.
And I'm not a guy, like my ice cream, I don't really do a lot of the crunchy stuff.
I'm not a huge peanut butter guy typically.
I know.
But that is delicious.
Here's a secret. Mm.
So you don't like the chunks in your.
I like more of the gelato style, like this, yeah, you know, right. Even like purity of flavor. But people like the chunks, like when we make a cake ice cream, or people love it. Like Ben and Jerry's, the reason why most of their ice cream is chunky is because I can't remember which one, but Ben mm-hmm. or Jerry has no sense of smell.
Oh.
So, you know, smell is really
yeah,
related to
right.
taste, right? So that's why they have chunky ice cream.
just he wants the consistency and he wants that
well,
kind of thing.
He can't taste as much, so he wants the texture, right? I mean, this led them down
a genius path there.
I guess so. Right, people love that stuff. So the last improv flavor I just wanted to mention, I think Eric Caldwell's on here yesterday.
Okay.
He mentioned this. We've done this for a few years now for them is to improv a flavor because they have this after party too.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a guy that comes up. I don't know his name, but he does this routine where he shares a pint of ice cream with a stranger from the audience.
Okay.
So we're going to make an ice cream for that and also their after party. And they gave us a prompt last night at their opening night.
Oh, okay.
And last year the prompt was low tide, which sounds kind of nasty,
mm-hmm.
right?
You had to make an ice cream out of low tide.
Yeah, so we made a chocolate ice cream with a bunch of ground up cacao nibs. It was kind of sandy texture.
Oh, okay.
And then Chef Nell gave me some fish sauce, and I made some fish sauce caramels shaped like little sea stars.
How did that turn out?
They were good.
Was it?
They're really.
I mean, it
was pretty light on the fishy.
Yeah.
And then we served it in like a
because he has those boiling vats of concoctions and stuff back in salt.
It was strong.
He makes some wild fish sauce.
Yeah, it was like black cod fish sauce. Yeah. It was dank. Quite dank. Lots of umami. But it was fun. So this year, they had like 100 ideas, and they picked the hardest one. I guess.
Oh.
It's piano fight.
Piano fight?
Piano fight.
What does that mean?
No.
So ebony and ivory chocolate maybe or something like that? Like
yeah. So here's what we're doing. And we'll hope it works. So I have 52 white Kit Kats and 36 black Kit Kats.
Nice.
And then we're going to break those up. And then our baker this morning made some silver gummy wires for the piano strings. and we're going to make a spruce wood bass because the soundboard is spruce.
Sure,
right,
yeah. Piano.
And then maybe some balsamic jelly drops inside for a little dissonance, right?
Okay.
I just envisioned like two pianos getting
fighting,
in a fight.
The fighting
just this
part.
Loud, like
you've got
cacophony.
The piano. Yeah.
So, and maybe the balsamic can be like a little blood that results from the fight. I don't know. So we're going to work on that today, and hopefully it'll be edible.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's so fun.
It's
I mean, that's
super
the thing.
Fun.
Ice cream is like such a blank palate. I mean, people say, why don't you do this ice cream? Well, there's certain things that you know should not be made in ice cream,
mm-hmm.
but you can do a lot, you know,
yeah,
and it just really, it feeds the imagination. And that's, you know, running a business is not always fun, you know, coding
sure.
your receipts or whatever. But the fun part for me is this creative side of coming up with new flavors.
Yeah.
And just partnering with these great organizations is super fun too.
That's
so.
Really cool.
Yeah.
How about gearing up for summer? What do you, you got the cart?
Yeah.
You got the, what all you got going?
Yeah, I got to get the energy, man. It's just
I know.
It's a lot of more work. Yeah, we make a ton more ice cream in the summer. so I got to get the energy level up. But we're going to be with, we got moved out of that property, the Archipelago
right,
lot,
because right.
it's going to redevelop. But we're going to move over to, he's going to call it the Franklin Food Court.
Where the Pocket Park
yeah,
kind of was.
Where
yeah.
Dickhan Dave
right.
is yep. organizing this food court.
So yep.
I think that'll be good, a little closer to the locals, but still. You know, reach some of the visitors. And we try to highlight these Alaskan flavors in mm-hmm. our cart. So spruce dip ice cream, and we make a candied salmon ice cream.
One, right?
So we serve
kind of well-known for that, right?
Yeah, and a rhubarb sherbet.
Is there a demand for certain flavors from tourism season that's different than what the locals are looking for?
Well, they're kind of looking for the chocolate and the vanilla, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, but then we you know, we say Alaskan ice cream. They're like, what is Alaskan ice cream? So then we can talk about
right.
you know, using these local ingredients.
Sure.
So, We I like to make a blueberry ice cream when we can get them, wild blueberries. And the spruce tip is pretty popular, too.
Yeah.
They like that.
Sure.
And it's...
And you still doing your sodas and stuff like that, too, or...?
Yeah, we have usually one soda on tap. A couple. Mm-hmm. We do a kombucha with Alaska probiotics. We serve that, and then we have a house soda, and usually it's a spruce tip soda, and then we make a rhubarb soda, and
yeah,
it's
really
fun.
Cool. That's great.
A lot of the same ingredients for ice cream you can turn into soda.
Sure, yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, Mark Wheeler from Copa, gearing up, always busy there, but gearing up for the super busy season, and right now doing this really cool thing. So once again, it's a scoop of this one particular flavor ice
yeah.
cream. Okay, so people go by and see the beautiful blue colored ice cream.
That's yeah, it's
the
really
one.
Fun.
Yeah,
and you can get a scoop, and we'll donate $1 scoop to the chief petty officers, and then buy a little more expensive pint, and we'll give $5 a pint to those guys as well, and. We're hoping to raise $1,000. So
that's cool.
we're running this through May 10th, and hopefully come on by and check it out.
Sounds great, Mark.
Thanks
Wheeler
for having me,
from
man.
Copa, delicious ice cream there. What maybe give the address in case people?
Oh yeah, we're
don't
right by the Federer
are.
Building.
Yeah,
our cafe is right by the Federer Building, and we have coffee. We serve organic coffee. We do a little lunch, and then ice cream.
Yeah. All right, Mark. Thanks so much for coming by, and thanks for feeding me this delicious ice
cream.
Yeah,
I think
all
some of the staff
great...
here is going to be knocking
no
on
way,
the door.
No way, man.
Here.
No way. These are mine.
Thanks for
all
hosting.
Right, thank you.
All right.